प्राप्य पुण्यकृतान् लोकान् उषित्वा शाश्वती समः शुचिनां श्रीमतां गेहे योगो भ्रष्टो विजायते। भगवद्गीता 6.41 कृष्णा इज स्पीकिंग टू अर्जुन एंड ही स्टेट्स डिस्क्राइब्स द डेस्टिनेशन अचीव्ड बाय द योगी हु हैज डिविएटेड फ्रॉम द स्पिरिचुअल पाथ and has attained what happens with yogi. So that yogi who deviates after some practice, that means the yogi is not very advanced but still has practiced yoga for some time and has expressed a desire for attaining transcendence, although that yogi is not able to sustain the desire for transcendence lifelong. So what happens to yogi? Krishna says that prapya punya kritan lokan. Prapya, the yogi attains what? Punya kritan lokan. So now what exactly is punya kritan lokan? Those who do punya, the Bhagavad Gita explains that they go to swarga. Those who do pap, they go to naraka. So punya kritan lokan, the loka of those who have, loka for those who have done punya, refers to swarga. So prapya punya kritan lokan, ushitva shashvati samaha. Then staying there for a long time, ushitva shashvati samaha, and after that, shuchinam shrimatam gehe, in the house of shuchinam shrimatam. Shuchinam are those who are learned, the brahmanas. Shrimatam. Now, shrimatam refers to those who are wealthy. Those who are well endowed.
And Shuchinam Shrimatam, so either it is wealth or it is birth in a pure family, both of these are advantages in the spiritual journey. If one is born already in a cultured family, which and therein one learns about spiritual truths, and that helps the person get a head start, because quite often if a person is not born in a spiritually inclined family, then the person spends a lot of time just living merely according to existing social norms and not coming to a coming to a spiritual orientation in life. And even if one has a spiritual orientation from a previous life, still that may not manifest if the culture, that may not manifest soon if the culture is not conducive. And even if it manifests, if the culture is hostile, that manifestation will get checked or delayed. So, and even if it manifests, and even if it is not checked by the culture, still if there are too much financial worries, then a person may not be able to practice bhakti properly, practice spirituality in general properly. So, in that sense, Krishna is describing two consequences here, both of which are important. Prapya punya kritan lokan ushitva shashvati samaha. So, prapya punya kritan lokan. So, people attain the abode of the punya kritan. The abode of the those who are pious. That means the heavens. So now why would Krishna grant heavens to such people? Because the heavens are the places where abandoned material enjoyment is available. And after all, these people came to this world because they had a desire for enjoyment. So they had a desire to enjoy in this world, and when they found that those desires for enjoyment had distracted them from the spiritual path, so when they go to heaven and their desires for enjoyment get fulfilled, then that distraction cools down to some extent, and thus they can move onwards on their spiritual quest. So the important point to recognize is that Krishna is always waiting and willing and helping for a soul who is trying to move onwards in the spiritual path. And how Krishna helps varies according to time, place, circumstance. But here Krishna helps by these are the desires that distract you. Fine. Here I'll help you to fulfill these desires. And once these desires are fulfilled, then you can move onwards towards a meaningful spiritual destination. And then this distraction of these desires, which is preventing you from moving onwards in your spiritual path, this distraction will end. And thus you can move onwards. So essentially what Krishna is talking about here is that he accommodates whatever distracts people. The yogis. There are multiple different ways in which desires can be dealt with. One is by rejecting desires, by philosophically, intellectually understanding that these desires don't lead to satisfaction, therefore there is no need for me to pursue them anymore. And with that understanding, one gives up the desires. And it is with this desire, with this understanding, that the yogis pursue the path of yoga. But sometimes the yogis find it difficult to persevere in this conviction. And although they start with the conviction, they are not able to continue in that conviction. And they give up their conviction, and then they turn towards worldly things. Again, so if by intellectual contemplation you are not getting the conviction, then Krishna says, I will help you get the conviction through experiential verification. So now Krishna says, I'll give you the kind of enjoyment which is much better than the enjoyment that was available on earth, that was what was distracting you earlier. And with that kind of enjoyment, when there is experiential verification, then the soul understands that this is not going to make me happy, therefore let me just put it aside and move onwards in my journey towards Krishna. So that is how the experiential verification works for the conditioned soul, and the conditioned soul moves onwards on the journey towards Krishna. So now, prapya punya krutan lokan ushitva shashvati sama. Why shashvati sama? Why should one live for a long time? That means there is abandoned enjoyment available. In this world, even in youth, the amount of enjoyment that is available is little, because youth lasts for a small time, and the body is so fragile, and there is so much difficulty in tolerating, in enduring the pains that the body goes through. The sensory capacity is also limited for enjoying. And so, more than the dreams of the enjoyment that the soul may have in this earth, Krishna says, I'll give you more of that enjoyment for a far longer time in heaven. And that way, you will yourself see, this enjoyment that I was craving for, even if I get it, it doesn't satisfy me. So just let me put it aside and let me turn towards Krishna. So then, prapya punya krutan lokan ushitva shashvati samaha, living there for a long time, then shuchinam shrimatam yehe, shuchinam shrimatam. Then a person descends to this world in a sacred place, either in a sacred family or in a wealthy family. Yoga Brashto Abhijayate. The person who was Yoga Brashta Abhijayate takes birth. So this Krishna is talking about the one trajectory for those who are not very advanced in the path of yoga. For those who are much more advanced, Krishna will talk about another path, and that path is the path of directly taking birth in the in the family of advanced devotees that he will mention in the next verse. But the important point here Krishna says, now here Krishna is reversing Arjuna's argument which he had made, that Arjuna said that, will the person not lose in this and the next life both? Because in this life, the person lost material, gave up material enjoyment for the sake of spiritual enjoyment. So the person lost material enjoyment, and because the person is not spiritually yogi is not spiritually successful, yogi will lose spiritual happiness also, isn't it? So Krishna says, no, neither of these is true, that the yogi will get both material and spiritual happiness, Krishna is saying. How? He says, first, the yogi will get more than the kind of material enjoyment than what is possible on earth by going to heaven. So normally, going to heaven requires doing severe, lots of yajnas and lots of accumulating lots of punya. But Krishna says, a person who even fails on the path of yoga can attain that yogic perfection. And after that, so one gets material enjoyment, one is not losing material enjoyment, but one getting it. And then after that, Krishna says, one comes back to this world to continue on the spiritual quest. So this way, one is neither losing materially nor spiritually, but is gaining both ways and will move onwards on the spiritual quest. In this way, Krishna addresses Arjuna's reservation. Thank you.